Hello, everybody. This is Buck with the RubberChickensBlog.com, and this is Buckshots. We are continuing our series where we're covering every South Carolina football season since 1987. We are now on 1991. Now, we're coming off a couple of seasons under Sparky Woods, a 6-4-1 and a 6-5 season in 89 and 90. I think he can be forgiven for those records after, as we've talked about on previous editions, what he walked into at the end of the Joe Morrison era. Actually did a pretty good job. But as we head into 1991 and we know we're going to be joining the SEC in 1992, I think Gamecock fans were expecting to turn it up a little bit and maybe show a little more improvement. But as the 91 season progressed, that just didn't happen. And again, I think I mentioned this on the last edition. I don't remember a lot about 91, and I think I realized what it was. Is I'm a lifelong Braves fan, going way back. I remember when they won the National League West. They used to be in the National League West back in 1983, and they won the division in 83. And then were pathetic for the rest of the 80s, and then finally won the division again in 91. Just a great, magical, I hate to use the word magical, but a magical season. And then made it all the way to the World Series where they lost to the Twins in 7 games. So I think a lot of my attention was focused on the Braves in 91, and it was probably a good thing, the way the Gamecock season turned out that year. So we're just going to walk through it game by game. Started the season with a 24-24 tie against Duke. And that was a really exciting game that I don't remember anything about. Apparently, we had a 2-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter towards the end of the game. Duke scores a touchdown, and a little like the Citadel game, recovers an onside kick, goes down, scores another touchdown, and tied the game with a 2-point conversion at the end of the game, and there was no time left on the clock. So not a good way to start the season with a 24-all tie against Duke. Went to Morgantown, West Virginia the next week, lost that 21-16. Came back and beat Virginia Tech in Columbia 28-21. The following week went to Greenville, North Carolina. I've been there once. We'll talk about that on one of the later editions. Lose that game 31-20, and I believe that was the first game we had ever lost to East Carolina, and it was one of quite a few crushing defeats we would have against the Pirates in coming years. Probably the highlight of the season was the next week against East Tennessee State. And whenever you use the phrase highlight of the season and East Tennessee State in the same phrase, you realize it probably wasn't a very good year. But we beat East Tennessee State 55-7. But the real story was a freshman tailback named Brandon Bennett. Bennett ran 31 times for 278 yards, which is still a South Carolina single-game record. And I don't care who you're playing against. You run for 278 yards, it's a big deal. Yeah, East Tennessee State wasn't the best of competition. I believe they were 1AA. But still, we played plenty of 1AA schools in the past, and nobody rushed for 278. So a great game from Brandon Bennett, and really showed what kind of player he was going to be for the rest of his Gamecock career. Came back the next week and just another tie, a crushing tie against Louisiana Tech. Had a lot of chances to win that game and couldn't do it. I believe Louisiana Tech hit a field goal, 38-yard field goal with 2 seconds left to tie that game. So, you know, another downer. We did come back the following week. The best win of the year was a 23-14 over the defending national champions in October. So good win over Georgia Tech, followed by another loss to NC State. I tell you, that the rivalry certainly swung in the Wolfpack favor there for the last few years during the late 80s, early 90s. Another loss to Florida State. We seem to see those guys every year, and they pounded us every year. And then lost to North Carolina, 21-17, and ended the season with another loss to Clemson, 41-24, to finish that season at 3-6-2. So you have a 6-4-1, a 6-5, and you regress with a 3-6-2 season heading into 92. Not a good way for Sparky to go out at 91. again, Gamecock fans looking for some improvement, and they didn't get it. So the heat was really on in 1992, and we're going to have a special guest to talk to us about that 1992 season, which was one of the more eventful in a positive way in South Carolina history. So I am Buck for the RubberChickensBlog.com. Join me next time on Buckshots when we take a look at 1992.
Drug free, so put the crack up. No need for speed, I'm anti-D-R-U-G-G-I-E.